Okay, whenever you're ready.
The Concrete Architectural Commission of January 16, 2020 comes to order. In the first case, actually, we just want to welcome our new alternate commissioner, Matthew Blumenthal, and he is representing the Concrete Civic Association. And he's the alternate to Joel Pierce. So, 60 Pinckney Street.
Yes.
Hey, Sean.
How are you?
Good. You. Do you need the pictures?
If possible, just a few maybe.
All right, let me just grab you. I got to bring your email up. If you just want to go over the project while I'm pulling it up.
Still over now?
Yeah.
60 Pinckney. My name is Sean, historic on the door. This is for 60 Pinckney Street. The dormer level. There's three non-original 18 light doors that are now at Curtis Phelps' residence on the top floor. The proposal is to put three 9x9 mahogany windows, true divided light, true track in the original frames, remove the existing storm windows, and the big question I was with the glass unit. So the existing glass openings in all the doors are very much smaller, you'll see from the pictures, than what's in the rest of the buildings. All the floors have 6x6s in them now. On the first floor, second floor, third floor, fourth floor. This is the fifth. The glass is a lot smaller. So the first page in that right there kind of explains all the daylight openings on all the glass. So my proposal is to try to match on the 9x9 windows the exact glass that would be appropriate, the glass size. I measured all the windows on the way up and the way down on 60 Pinckney. What I learned from the owner is that it was an addition, I heard, in 1927, and the doors are from the 1960s. These are the units here, and these are the floor down at 6x6s. This is the next floor down. These are all 6x6s. These are larger. It has the exact dimensions on the first page of each one. So the tallest one is on the second floor. That's the first floor there, and that's the interior view of these doors. There's 1980s hardware on them. It had copper flashing done below the doors, and it had storm windows put on them that are fogging. And it's just kind of created kind of a terrarium in between the storm windows and the exterior of those doors that are there. It's had a lot of leaking coming in. So my proposal is to put a brand new 10-quarter mahogany sill, painted black, remove all the storm windows, and do 9x9 windows. I would have proposed 6x6, but the glass would have been so long. All the widths are exactly the same, but a 9x9, the math came out that all the glass are almost identical as you go down the building.
And is it going to be fixed windows or? They're going to be double.
Okay. Yes, 9x9s, and they're floor to ceiling. So, in my experience, a lot of the windows tend to be 6x9s or 9x9s that are floor to ceiling windows. The largest glass is on the second floor, which is usually the tallest floor on that block, on the brownstones. So I went with more of as you go up. I didn't want it to be to try to match the height on the second floor. I erred more on 13 7/8 would be. They're all the same width because they're actually the same openings. They made the same openings, those door openings. the same width as all the window frames when they made the dormer. So if I take off these right here, these rails, these are 4.5-inch rails. So my 1 5/8 side wood rails, it would actually get the glass the same width that's on the rest of the building.
And you're going to paint it the same?
Black. Yes, triplane black, as the rest of the building is.
Okay. Do you have any comments from the public?
Just have a question.
Sure.
Jim Rosenfeld with the Architecture Committee of the Pacific Association. How about the south facade? Are you doing those windows too?
So, due to budgetary constraints, we're not doing those yet, but those are like 1980s jam liners on the other side,
yeah.
And they're in pretty bad condition, but he said next year. Hopefully.
So they're visible from Burnage Street.
Are they? There's a sight pocket right there that I can kind of see.
So there was a reason I asked that question.
Okay, they're like 1980s jam liners, and we'd like to approach them after these. I think these are more of a concern because the water's coming.
Any other comment? Nick?
Yeah, staff recommends approval with the provisos that the windows are made at a smaller dimensions as those seen on the original structure and not the the later addition of the dormer.
So 9/9 then?
Yeah, but so my thoughts were, let me just go back to that first picture that Sean had. So if you look at these windows from here, the dimensions are significantly larger than the windows on the original part of the structure. So my thoughts were, if we were to make them more of the size of these windows, more so than former doors, it would be more appropriate and blend in more with the context of the building.
So that would be 6/6 then, not 9/9?
Could be. I mean, I'm fine either way, but.
I mean, this proportion looks okay.
But yeah. You're leaving the structure of the dormer, so now you're going to have a lot of leftover solid surface.
Mm-hmm.
So you're diminishing the glass opening, but you're not really changing the dormer. I think if you're going to change the entire dormer, you would want a smaller dormer because you want it to diminish as you go up. You have that piano nobile, which is the second floor, the smaller windows at the third and fourth, and then you'd have the diminished, as you would see with the adjacent property, the smaller dormers.
Yep.
So if you're not really changing that dormer structure, replacing it, having the smaller glass, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe it would help it out.
And so my thoughts were that, you know, we're obviously not going to ask the homeowner to reduce their occupiable living space,
sure.
But we would incrementally change it so as to blend better with the neighborhood. I mean, this is...
Right.
Yeah.
I'm definitely on the same page. I don't think they're going to change the room at all. This is all about
right.
The glass. I'm just saying by replacing that glass will it sort of help
mm-hmm.
the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just go back to the picture and the close-up of the dormer? Windows or doors, apparently, I guess. Like, those are, they like just basically big single pane right now?
No, they're 18 lights.
No, they're 18 lights.
It's hard to see.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, no, that's a storm.
Because the clouding on the storms is blocking.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
okay.
A lot of water.
Okay, oh, that's the inside. Okay, so that's
yep.
Where, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't, I think it's okay.
Yeah, I'm
fine. Do you have a motion?
Make a motion that we approve the application of submitted.
Every second?
I'll second the motion.
Steve Devine?
Aye.
York, please?
Aye.
I think that because you're the alternate.
No,
Miguel Rosales, yes.
Thank you.
You get approved.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
18 Phillips Street? Do you have anybody from 18 Phillips Street?
Okay. Yeah, I have John. Okay. I'm with an architect, Spencer Sullivan, and I'm here for an amendment to a lighting request for lighting. And so what the institution has just gotten through, shall I wait for you to?
Yeah, hang on. There you go.
All set?
Yep.
Okay. We just got the Roland Shul had a settlement with a butter in a retaining wall that was originally part of the original contract. Was omitted because it did need to be removed, and the original presentation showed small lights embedded in a new retaining wall. And now the existing retaining wall has been kept in place because there's no need to take it out. So that necessitated rethinking the lighting solution to get 1 foot candle lighting on that alleyway from front to back. So we took a look at our lighting designer, and he came up with the proposal which I think you have in front, which is a very small unit. And it would be mounted, on the existing junction boxes that are in 3 locations on the building. Nick, do you have the elevation?
Yep.
Okay. So there are 3 locations. The existing lights are here, here, and here. And so we'd be just putting a new light fixture in the same locations, here, here, and here. And this is what the light fixture looks like. That's the approximate shape. It's an LED fixture. It'd be up between 8.5 and 10 feet high off the ground. It presents 0 light up into the sky. It has a rather narrow beam profile to throw light just on the alleyway and everywhere. And it's also dimmable. It can be on a motion detector. It has a lower output. The 2 motion detectors would be toward the back. Here's Phillips Street out here. The main entry into the new accessible entry is here. So this light, the idea here was to have it on a timer so that it could coincide with the building's use. These 2 would be on a motion detector, and the motion detector can be altered to 30 seconds, 5 minutes, 30 minutes. It can all be set. In your package, there's actually a little handheld device to program it. It's a very clever LED lighting system, and it only sticks out that far. But our others in the butter who uses this as an easement, and so when she uses it, these things will turn on automatically and then turn off. And there's no light that comes out the front compared to what's there now, which is just the headlight staring at you. And a number of abutters have complained about, you know, when they walk in, these things go on and they go right into the neighbor's lights. So we feel like we found a really nice solution based on the newer LED technology that puts the light.
Is that the size of the light?
That's the size of it.
Okay. And what material is it? What is the material?
What's the material? It's probably aluminum. It can be painted different colors. We're proposing to do black.
Is it aluminum?
It's probably, I'm sure it's aluminum, but it comes in, I think, 4 different colors. We would do it black to match with everything else that's black. It
didn't look aluminum to me, but.
Most light fixtures, I think most light fixtures are probably aluminum.
Was there a statue on the first page?
Can I see?
Sleek die-cast aluminum housing, okay, with stainless steel hardware, powder-coated black, brown, silver, or white finish.
And you are proposing which color?
Black.
Black.
Black. Black. Yes.
Are you also putting lights on the other side?
We're putting lights in on the other side as well. Also using the existing junction box locations. Nick, here's the handheld control device, and it comes with preset high mode, low mode. The low mode, in terms of light output, is 40% of what the full load is, so you can choose that as well. And there's a time delay, 30 seconds, or 5 to 30 minutes. It's actually quite a nice light fixture. And the profile is just showing so shallow.
Can we see the other? Can we see the other elevation?
Here are the three locations. Those are the existing lights here, here, and here. And we'll be putting this light to replace the double spotlights here, here, and here.
Can I see the photo actually? Could you go down? Back?
This?
No, further down. That one.
Mm-hmm.
So that one you're also replacing.
We're doing three locations. I think we're taking off some of these. There's a lot of surface supply conduits. So I think we have one kind of up here, one about here, then one further down or lower. So some of the conduits, if we can, we'd like to take it off. But it's basically almost a replacement of light fixtures that are already in place. And we'd be putting in a much more attractive light fixture that would not go into the neighbor's windows, better light, motion detection, lower or higher output, a lot of flexibility.
Okay.
It's more attractive.
Is that it?
That's it. There's a lens, a recessed lens on the bottom that helps to, they call it kind of a bilateral light to spread light out this way primarily and this way. So it's kind of made for alleyways and narrow paths to not throw a frontal amount of light. So that's why we chose that.
It's going to be a sort of a warm color, not a cool color.
3,000 Kelvin. That's the lowest they make.
Okay. Do you have any comments from the public?
Hi, thank you. I'm Robert Whitney. I'm the president of the Indiana Civic Association. I'm here on behalf of the association as well as I'm in a butter. I live on 17 Phillips Street, directly across from the Vilna Shul, and I've lived there for a long time, 25 years plus. First of all, what's my little background is that this issue of lighting was before the commission 2 years ago, 2017, in which we had worked with Vilna about putting on appropriate lighting, particularly on the new entranceway. The new entranceway is going to be their main entrance. On the side alley, on the east side. It's going to get a lot of use, heavy use during the day and into the evening because they're going to be doing a lot of events, and that's now the main entrance. So the lighting is critical on how it affects the neighborhood. In 2017, the Civic Association agreed with them to work out a solution for lighting, and we had agreed to, and was approved by the commission, pathway lighting, low-level lighting on a low wall in order to illuminate really well the entire pathway going in, but not to cause this excess light pollution going into the alleyway, which would affect both Garden Street residents, the backside, as well as across the street on Phillips Street, both 17 and 19 as well, and 15 as well. All three face into this area. So one of the questions we have is, first issue is lack of notice to the abutters. I have talked to some of the people that live on Garden Street who are unaware of the hearing tonight, did not know, because they are directly affected by these lights which will shine right into the back of their area.
Abutters were sent out 10 days prior.
They claim not, Kathleen Regan said she did not get one.
They claim that last time.
I believe you, I'm just telling, they wanted to come, they said, to oppose this particular thing. So one of the issues, second I have, is with respect to the particular lighting. The issue of having low-level pathway lighting would be perfect for this neighborhood. It's a residential neighborhood. We love and we support the Vilna Shul. And this is going to be their new main entrance, which we were very supportive of as well. It's disability accessible, which is great. The importance is to have good lighting low down where people in wheelchairs particularly can go through. Instead, and that was the lighting they had originally proposed, by changing this now to high level on the wall, first of all, it's really inappropriate for this alleyway. It lights up many areas beyond what's necessary. Second, it doesn't really light that well. The pathways, the small individual pathway lights can be spread much closer together. Here, as was indicated, the lightways doesn't shine that far out. They have three for a very long pathway. So I'm concerned about that they'll end up turning the lights on as bright as possible in order to allow for full illumination, which is of concern. Instead, what they could do is, I understand why they returned the retaining wall. Actually, though, they did not remove it entirely. As you can see, one picture up, slide up a little bit. That wall was actually partially disassembled and reassembled in its current position. because in order to remove two trees. So there was an opportunity to actually include the lighting, which they chose not to do, which is okay. So we would propose, they are putting in handrails, which are going to run all along the side posts. We would propose as an alternative to consider, that they should consider, and we've asked them to consider it, install lighting in the handrails themselves in the posts. This was done to great application in the Appleton pedestrian bridge, where the entire walkway along the Appleton pedestrian bridge is lit by lighting within the actual handrails themselves. It's something that could be considered here, low impact on the neighborhood, it could be made historically appropriate. Final thing I just wanted to mention is the fixtures themselves. You have seen one of the fixtures here. It is really not architecturally appropriate for this neighborhood. It's very modern in appearance. As we understand it, it's not clear from the box that you saw that the LED lights themselves are going to hang very low in the fixture, so they'll be very visible from just looking at it straight ahead. As again, I said, they're going to be very bright in intensity, and where if there's only three lights for a walkway that's over 50 feet long, that's a very long space to be covered. So we would believe that, and also the lighting study they show here, as you can tell, there have been no mock-ups done, there's no lighting fixtures actually installed in the existing brackets to see what it would look like at night. This is just a simulation that's been put up based on candle power. That's all it is. So our position would be that the commission should deny without prejudice to allow them to come back with a better proposal that's more historically appropriate, does not impact the neighborhood, and would comply with the guidelines in terms of the materials and the particular fixture used. Thank you.
Any other comments from the public?
Jim Rosenfeld again with the Architectural Committee. Just want to add one thing. Our preference, I guess, the request would be that the light fixture be warm white, you know, 2700, 3000 Kelvin, and not real cool white.
The 3000 is kind of the bottom end for the exterior light in this particular light. So that's the warmest spot in 3000.
Any other comments?
Staff recommends approval with the proviso that a mock-up is set up to demonstrate intensity and potential light trespass and explore options and improve on site from there.
Yeah, maybe we could come and see it.
Mm-hmm.
Subcommittee.
I think you have to remember that there are motions that
The issue with actually, it's a worse concern is the
We're not questioning that having a discussion like that. Any comments?
I think that the Zip Association's recommendation is appropriate, deny it without prejudice, to be reconsidered along the lines suggested.
Yeah, I mean, if we can we show the image maybe?
Of
one of the alleys.
Yeah.
But to me, it's all of this is very unfortunate. You have so many exposed conduits, and basically you are keeping them because I mean, unless you make a connection inside, you still going to need to have electricity come, you know, from wherever you started it. So that's unfortunate because it's really impacting the facade.
I really can't hear you.
It's really making a big impact into this facade because when you keep the lights here, you still have to need to keep the conduit there. You're not proposing to put it from the inside, are you?
No. They could just leave the lights the way they are, too.
No, I know. But I'm saying, but since we're going to have the opportunity to improve it and make a new lighting, I think it's unfortunate that we are keeping all these wires there.
Some of the conduit, I think, could be removed. The conduit that would have to, or the conduit that would stay would be painted black.
Yeah, that's still not the best situation. If you go to the other side, which I think is much more critical because this is your main facade, no? Your main entrance.
Well, it's up to that point, yes.
Yeah, but most of the people are going to come here, not on the back.
Entrance. That's right.
Okay, so, I mean, I think we should focus the lighting here, not on the other side where is the trash and, you know, where you have all of that kind of service entrance there.
There's already two lights that you approved before. There's like a colonial light, and then there's a little wedge light over the door. So those two are already in place.
And here, in this location, there is no conduit exposed. Why is that? Is that because it's coming?
It's coming through the wall, yeah. Okay. On this side, the conduit comes through the wall. So we would just be putting a new fixture on an existing J-box on this side.
So this is better. I mean, that's what you really needed.
Just for clarity, the three fixtures in question are all from plus or minus where that gentleman in the picture is standing at the entranceway and back. So like the two that basically from that the man in the picture towards us, there's two fixtures which are already approved, the two you just referenced.
Right near the door, but then there would be one new fixture toward the front, near the corner to illuminate the very start.
So the three fixtures that you're proposing span this whole run?
Yeah, and the light levels have to...
Yeah, I know there was a slide that showed where they were. I'm just trying to contextualize it because it's, you know, that one's basically dead on and this one's still looking down. So, okay. All right, I just wanted to clarify that. Okay.
So the light output overlaps a little bit. So you have a continuity to get the 1 foot candle per foot over the whole length. And the reason we have it back is because of the abutter's easement to provide lighting for her.
Yep.
So the public really doesn't go beyond the handicap accessible doorway.
Where you have your lantern approved.
Yes, that's already in place. Yes. So the two lighting locations beyond the primary accessible entry only illuminate when she's going to her rear doorway. Mm-hmm. That's the only time those illuminate. Or if there were an emergency, people were coming out of the second means of egress back of the room, then people would have illumination to egress in an emergency. But generally, that door in the back is just emergency egress.
And now, would you be willing to do a mock-up?
Sure, we could do a mock-up.
Okay. Maybe that would help?
That would be appropriate.
I will personally. I will be reluctant to approve lights on the other side. I think, you know, they are not necessary there. Or if you want to put something, it should be something more discreet and remove all of those conduits. Of course, we cannot force you to do that because
no, I think maybe if probably keep that side.
If you keep it the same, it's the same. But you know, if you want to be a good neighbor, I would suggest you to remove all of that because it's very, you know, this side is much better. So this side, it looks really, I mean, really impacts the nice historic building that you have been, you know, restoring for how many years? Like 25 years? I don't know how many years you've been restoring it. Huh?
Well, 14 months.
Yeah, but when did you start to do the restorations inside and everything inside?
The building was saved in 1995.
Yeah, so, you know, it's been a long time and it's coming to fruition now. You're going to have this big restoration inside. It'll be nice if in that side of the facade you remove those ugly conduits and you do something more appropriate. Here, I think it's more justified because that's where the public are going to come and, you know, you're going to have a bigger access. And I think it's worth it to see if the fixture looks okay, you know, in a mock-up. And we can have a subcommittee meeting and go and see it on site, and if it looks okay, we can approve it there. So that's what I would propose.
So Miguel, just to clarify though, if we're not approving the lights on the other side, I mean, they're potentially, they could leave them there and it could stay unsightly as it is right now. And if we're talking about light trespass, I mean, I don't think there's any lights that trespass more than what you have there now, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So.
Yeah.
You don't think that's a nice compromise where it's a nice, simple fixture that, you know, it sits on the facade?
It's just those conduits are really...
Can you guarantee the conduits to go away?
No.
Is that side of the building done? And the inside?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes.
I mean, all your interior is finished then?
All the interior is finished? Pretty much, yes. Yes. Originally, we came to you just to deal with this side.
Yeah.
And then we found this fixture, which is just, it's so shallow, the lens is recessed about a half an inch. It's specifically designed to throw light bilaterally, side to side. It just seemed like...
Well, maybe we can do this. We can look at it here first. and then, you know, then think about the other side later.
Okay.
I mean, ideally, why, for example, can we go to the other facade? I mean, could you just keep one of them? Why you need to have so many? I mean, this is a service access.
We looked at that later on, but it wasn't part of the original application. It's just something that we thought, if we're going to do this on the other side, that this would be a great solution on this side as well, and why not do it?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the use is completely different. I mean, you have trash here, you have all these things. Why you want to illuminate that part? I mean, unless you are going to use this for the public, but I think your entrance always going to be on the other side.
It's primarily for emergency egress. And, yeah. And when events are catered, the caterers might be using the door.
Yeah, but that's not on a daily basis or anything like that.
That's why they're on a motion sensor. So if you don't require them, they're not going to turn
on. The lights are not on.
But they're an improvement from what's there currently. So it's a move in the right direction.
Oh, it's a huge
improvement. I'm on your side on this one.
It's a huge improvement.
And it's reversible.
I like the suggestion on the other side with the handrail lighting. I know it's a different cost differential. But on the other side, we're going to move in the right direction by you replacing it with this fixture. I think it's good. And it's a motion sensor fixture. It's the best we're going to do on that side, I think, Miguel. Because it's an improvement, we're moving in a better direction with this fixture.
Yeah, I would remove them. I mean, why keep them in the
I think because it's egress, you need some sort of light.
Oh yeah,
in that back
1 foot candle per square foot.
Yeah.
So this on the east side, we feel will be a huge improvement. This one, which is opposite Ms. Connorsman's location, that is probably only going to be triggered by her. This one is probably only going to be triggered by her when she's moving through her basement door, and I'm not sure how often that happens. It's probably very irregular when she uses that basement door, but these two lights would only be triggered when she's using her right of easement to get to that back door. This light here, and there's one here, and here that you already approved, these would be the primary lights. This could be a timer, that's how we have labeled it on the drawing. It could also be on a motion detector, but I think it would probably be on a timer. At a certain point, it would shut off.
I think the best thing is to see it in the field. That's the nice.
The nice thing about this light fixture, we did have a bigger one, and then this one was discovered, and it was, we felt it was a no-brainer. It's just so slim, and it comes with a programmability aspect, so you can change the light output that comes out when the motion detector turns it on.
So can you have the lighting rep bring a way to turn it on?
Can I do?
The lighting representative that provided that fixture, can they, when they come to the mock-up, can they turn it on?
Yeah, I'm sure he would do that, yeah.
Okay.
So you can actually connect it.
Yeah, because that's one of the discussions, how bright it is, what you can see.
So, Mick, would a motion be a conditional approval pending a mock-up and confirmation of the light disbursement? I mean, I'm not...
So I would just remand it to a subcommittee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I heard Miguel say that earlier.
Well, let's do that for now, and we can see how it looks. Okay, I'll do a motion that we postpone the decision until we see the mock-up.
Okay.
And then, you know, it will be advertised, so if people from the public want to come and see the lamp, you know, they'll be able to make comments.
We need sometime.
Yeah, I would say 5. No?
Yeah. Do we want to do it as a subcommittee, or do we want to have him return in the February hearing?
Well, either way.
I
think we could do a subcommittee.
Okay.
Who wants to be in the subcommittee?
Okay.
Right, so the three of us will be in the subcommittee?
Okay.
We actually need to have three.
You must. So,
okay. Because otherwise we cannot vote. Yeah.
So we have Joel, you, Miguel, and who else?
Matthew,
okay. All right. Cool.
So is there an official motion on that?
Yeah, so... I'll make a motion to continue until we have a subcommittee meeting to show the mock-up, the light fixture, and try to bring it the right color, the right finish, you know, whatever you are proposing.
For the light fixture, the colors. Light fixture.
Say that again?
The colors.
The color,
the
finish.
Yeah. Bring the black.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Do you have a second?
I'll second it.
Pete?
Aye.
Joel?
Aye.
Matthew?
Aye.
Rosales? Aye.
Thank you.
Excuse me, I just want to suggest that, just a question. Could the meeting be at night, only so we can see the light effect?
Yes, we'll do it when it's dark.
Thank you.
18 Phillips Street, 65 Beacon Street.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm Jim Garatina, American Sign Crafters. Proposing swapping out science at Cambridge Trust, 65 Beacon Street.
Thanks. Very well.
So our proposed project is to swap out the main signage. There's one sign that we are going to be swapping out on the facade. Basically, the reason for it is the corporation has changed names. It was originally, if you look at page 3, I believe it is, you can see the mock-up. Originally, it was Cambridge Trust Company. Now it's just Cambridge Trust. It's their new trademark name. The size of the sign is going to be like for like. And the color is the same as well, like for like the materials as well. The aluminum sign. It'll be a flat panel sign with raised pinned on letters. The letters will be gold plated, and the flat secondary baggage will be painted black. That's pretty much it for that portion of it. The other portion of the project is decals on the existing windows. If you look to the next page, they'll be minimalist in appearance. They're opaque on the banner portion of it, and the lettering is white. And you can see it in that bottom right corner picture there. And one other decal on the front door, on the main entry door, is the logo with lobby hours, which are all opaque white.
Okay. I mean, the existing sign is wood, no? Looks like wood.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be honest with you, I was told it was like for like material, but I haven't seen it myself personally.
Yeah, it's wood.
Is it wood?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
that's pretty standard. Okay, is there any comments from the public? Do you have any comments from the public?
Yeah, Jim Rosenfeld again. Our comment would be that we would like to see the gold border as it exists in the existing sign. The letters are going to be quarter inch aluminum, and if you put a quarter inch, just raise the trim around the edge and have that gold, then it would look more fitting. I'll say old, and recognize that changing the name and the different typeface and so forth. It's clean, it's crisp, it's good, but I think the sign would look better, more fitting with the neighborhood, and the gold border around the edge. I'm not sure what the dimension is.
Sure, I understand. I mean, that's a possibility, I'm sure. That's something I would have to run by your office to see what they would want to do with that.
Is at the letters gold?
The letters are gold plated, yes.
Yeah. I like that idea.
Okay.
Sorry.
Let me just finish.
Sure.
Do you have any comments?
Yeah, staff recommends approval with the provisos that the backing is made from wood along with the gold trim as recommended by the Civic Association, and staff is fine with the window decals.
Okay. Okay. Any comments?
I don't see the rest of the facade. So I'm guessing Cambridge Trust has the entire first floor of this structure, and if these windows are mirrored on the other side?
That I couldn't tell you, I'll be honest with you.
There's a Starbucks on the other side. Yeah.
That's as you go up towards the safe house.
So there's a separate business on the other side?
Yep, there's a door in between.
Starbucks on the corner, Charleston.
So there is a lobby.
What?
There is a lobby. And
yeah, then. Right, and then there's like that recess, because we had the ADA door from Starbucks recently, didn't we?
Yep.
Right there, yeah, so that was recessed in, and then you go down, and that's Cambridge Trust. It's, I mean,
this is the most appropriate location.
Yeah, totally, yeah, okay. It's pretty much the only. I mean, I don't have, I just got to put it. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Okay.
I mean, that's my 2 cents. I think that's pretty much been a standard in the district. Okay. For
Max.
So wood, I like the border idea.
Yeah, we're asking, is the lettering okay being aluminum, or?
Well, I think it should be all wood.
Yeah, it'd be a carved wood sign.
Yeah, or aluminum. One question I have for you is, you're making gold, the Cambridge Trust lettering, but then you're making white, what you have in the window. Here in the window, you're sure. Making it white?
Yes, sir.
And why is it changing the color?
I believe it's because it's opaque. They're utilizing that. I'm not sure if it's possible to have the gold coloring in opaque, but I can find out. I'll have to ask.
I mean, what you have right now, I think it looks better.
Sure.
You know, yeah. Right now. And then you can make it all gold, it will look more kind of consistent.
Okay.
I think it's okay to change the type and everything like that, but.
You know, the type set is okay.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying you're trying to make this compatible with your new logo identity,
right.
So I think that's okay. But I think if we could match the color, it would look better.
Okay.
And it can be basically what you had before, but updated type and updated.
Right, understood.
Yeah. I mean, the banners, I think they're pretty minimal. So.
Yeah.
They have banners on the window, that's new.
The windows before the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Right, but it's
reversible, they're pretty benign there.
Yeah, I think they're okay.
We want businesses to succeed in the district, and I think it's good for people to tell people what they do.
I think they're pretty minimal.
Right. Yeah.
I think it's okay.
Yeah.
So, do you have to go back to the client and ask these questions?
Yeah, I'm sure we would.
Okay. So why we don't continue your application then, and you come back next time?
Okay.
Confirmation that, you know, whatever we are proposing and suggesting. Okay. That.
I guess the only thing I would say is if we're okay with all the window stuff, with the exception that they make the letter in gold.
Mm-hmm.
I would.
You're okay.
Do you have got permission for that too, or do you think you have the authority?
I'm sure I have permission for all of
it. Right. Yeah. But I guess the point is, it's like if we know we're okay with it in gold, and we know that we're okay with the sign exactly as it is, as long as it's wood with the gold border. Why don't we just approve it with those conditions? That way, as long as if the client's on board, they don't have to come back. And if they have an issue with it, then they have to come back and propose whatever alternatives they want. But we don't have to see it again. They do that.
I think that's okay. So you want to do the motion?
Yeah, so I'll make a motion that we approve the application as submitted with the provisos that the sign be carved wood and have a gold border, and that the window signage lettering be gold. Indoor signage lettering be gold.
And we are also okay with the rest, the window treatment.
Yeah, correct, yes. Yep.
And you're okay with the design of the actual logo on the sign?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
One question. When you say wood, do you mean inlaid wood or can it be raised panel?
It can be raised.
So the lettering can be raised or inlaid, either way is okay.
As far as it's wood.
Yeah. Got it. Yep. Okay. Any specific wood that they recommend? Anything that's.
Well, I mean, the more durable, the better. So,
sure.
Like mahogany or cedar or,
sure.
Or hardwood.
Okay.
There's many other signs in the district.
Right.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. So, Pete?
Aye.
Joe?
Aye.
I'm sorry, I forgot. Sure. But you're at Anthony. Rosales, yes.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you. So,
and if there are any problems, just get in touch with me.
Okay.
And I can guide you through the process. Okay.
Right. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. It seemed as though Nick was confirming the other day that artistic signs that Neil had did pass away.
He did.
Who's going to do it? I mean, that guy did every sign in every historic district in the whole city.
There's somebody out
there. For decades. No.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Did he have an apprentice?
Good opportunity for someone out there.
Yeah.
We can handle anything like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, nice. Well, you got a big market.
We can handle all.
Maybe this can be your new advertisement. Do anybody have any comments on the administrative review? Okay. Any comments from the public? Okay. So I'll do a motion to approve the administrative review as submitted. Need a second?
Second.
Okay. Piki?
Aye.
Joel?
Aye.
Miguel? Yes. Any comments on the public hearing minutes? I wasn't there, so I cannot. I don't have any comments. Do you have a chance to read it?
Set for only the exterior. There are some interior things. I don't think that doesn't matter, right?
No.
Well, hang on.
Isn't God locked?
Unless it's
signage that's visible from the street that's inside is still in our purview.
Well, there's a vestibule lettering on the interior of the vestibule door, like same decals.
Can you give me a sample?
Is it visible from the
street? Yeah, it's right here in what I gave you.
Quite what it is. Same.
I think unless it's in the window.
No?
You didn't see it.
Yeah, well,
probably not. But
it's on the door. I mean,
probably not.
No,
you see it here. It's just lettering on the inside.
And it's a door. So if you're staring at the street, the door you're talking about has the sign that's just facing into it, like goes into the bank.
Right.
Well.
Oh.
Yeah, we can't see it.
Okay, no, you're fine. No. That was the only other thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can't see it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the minutes are fine. Right?
Sorry. Thanks. Appreciate the help.
Okay. You want to do a motion?
I make a motion that we approve the minutes for the 7 minutes that's available.
Also, no motion. Okay.
Thank you.
PG?
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
Rosales? Aye. Do you have any staff updates?
Yep. So Matt's here. He's our new commissioner. And then I just wanted to introduce
Aaron. Matt or Matthew?
Matt.
Thank you. Earrings are all this short.
Such a liar. And this is our other commissioner, Arian.
Hello.
So she'll be joining
us
in February.
Yes.
And she is a Beacon Hill resident, and she's excited to participate.
I am 8 years in Beacon Hill, and I just adore it. So.
Great. You'll join us formally in January?
February, yes.
Yep.
So today I'm just...
She's observing.
I'm just observing.
And you are from the mayor's representative?
You were nominated by
the
mayor's office, okay. Yeah.
We have a question. Are you the seat or the alternate?
I have the seat.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll see you in February.
See you guys in February. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you all.
And then just the last comment, Joel and PT, when you get a chance, we just need to reschedule our 71 Beacon. So just see me after we adjourn.
Yeah, sure.
Yep.
Okay, great.
Have a good night, John.
Thank you,
guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Aaron.
Am I just an alternate
general
for everyone?
I think that's
all. No.
Yeah.
What happened is in the past we didn't have enough commissioners, so the alternates, a lot of the alternates were going all the time because there was never, we only had three.
Right.
Yeah. kind of problem with the quorum. But as I understand, they have appointed four commissioners, no?
Four commissioners.
Yeah, so we have four new commissioners, you and three people more. So then, if the person that represents that seat is here, he should vote, or she should vote.
Yeah, however, if there's only three total here, including the alternate and the primary, then both of them can vote.
Yeah,
correct.
So correct, sure, right? Yeah. Yes.
It's just two people from the same, at the same time, cannot vote.
Right, unless there's a quorum issue. So you need three for quorum.
Yeah, you need three for quorum.
Right?
Yeah.
So okay. End of, like, November, we actually have to cancel.
So just to make it easier for everybody, everybody should be voting. It's whether or not your vote counts. So when your member is here, your vote doesn't count. But for clarity's sake, it's just best that everybody votes and then we can figure it out in the background because we have all that information.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yep.
Would you prefer that I attend all the meetings if I don't have voting ability?
Yes.
Or do I get too crowded?
No. Well, PT has a lot of vacations to go on.
So. No, I mean, it's been problematic because many times people not start the meeting because there was no quorum and, you know, we had to get canceled or we had to wait like 20 minutes. And
okay.
So if you can come, that'd be great. Yeah. When you can.
The only reason we cancel business or
right,
travel.
Right, right. Okay. There's going to be a couple of years probably hammock in us.
Yeah. Okay.
But to Miguel's point, if we now have four, you know, you, Aaron, and two other people, we should be in pretty good shape.
Yep.
Yeah. Is Danielle still there too?
Yeah,
she's still, she was renominated. And then the other commissioner is Wen, and Alice Richmond. So I don't know if you guys are familiar with any of them, but they both live in the district. So.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, so there are two from the Postal Society of Architects and two from the Mayor's Office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Alice has been on the commission before.
She's currently on the Conservation Commission.
Oh.
Yeah, she was not on the Architectural Commission, mm-hmm. to my knowledge.
Okay. I mean, there's still more vacancies, actually. The four doesn't fill all the vacancies. Because we have to have 10 people,
right.
Five and five.
Yeah, like I'm the real estate board, I don't think I have an alternate.
There's one, there's still one vacancy.
Yeah.
So there's supposed to be an alternate
one alternate for every seat. And the mayor appoints one person and then also should be have an alternate, but they have done both, no? So the mayor's seat will have the alternate also.
Yeah, I think
so
we're waiting
I'd
for
love to learn
PT's alternate still.
But hopefully I do.
But we appreciate
the part where
comment.
You say approve is submitted with provisions. Like, do you have a list of those sayings?
It's really
like make go along.
You know, either basically say, like, if someone comes in here and says something that's just a forever non-starter, that means you just make a motion to deny.
If
what they're suggesting is like in the ballpark, but not going to work, we need to come back and say we can deny without prejudice. If it's something that just needs like a longer discussion, continuance.
It's in there, and we're also going to have a more extensive training that everybody will be required to attend, so.
Yeah. Oh. So, sorry, I don't want to keep anyone.
Okay.
But the lighting thing, where you have one solution that's fairly affordable and one that would cost that building or the owner more money, I mean, does that get taken into account, or just the best solution goes?
That's a loaded one. I mean, look, there are certain... It's a fine line. Like Nick said, that's what we was talking about that one, but like a kind of a compromise because it's like they could just leave their real crap that's there.
Right.
We'd love to see this. Right now, it looks like this. If we can get them here and that's the only alternative, well, then I think we made the right decision on that one of those subcommittee. My sense is you guys will go there, and as long as there's not crazy light pollution from those things, probably should approve them.
I mean, the cost shouldn't be a factor.
Yeah.
I mean, I think changing the railing to put those lights is very expensive. I mean, I work on the bridge and
thousands.
I mean, the railing is
a better solution. But
it's about $1,500 per linear foot. So
$1,500 a linear foot.
Yep. Okay. But the whole thing, you know, the whole assembly.
Wow.
Can we motion to adjourn?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Let's do a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
All right. Do I keep this?
No, that stays.
Who's second?
I'll second.
Okay, thanks, Joel.
Aye.
Thanks, guys.
Aye.
All right, now you're all set.
You said we all have to vote.
Yeah.
So, I know we have checked the emails, Joel and Nick.
Yeah, I didn't read them yet. I have 47 emails I haven't read yet.
Thursday.